Jesus loved Barabbas. Spoiler alert, the story's about Barabbas. So, for those of you who don't know, we're good. We're going to read from Matthew 27:15. So if you want to go there in your Bibles, when you're there, say Walmart. Whoever's the first one, get to say Walmart. Walmart? The other? I don't know where the clicker is. Alex keeps pointing at me. Get the clicker. Ah, there. Thank you. Now if I can figure out how to use it, that's a whole other question. There should be a Bible verse on there, Alex, is there? Sorry, folks, technical difficulties. Can't blame it on me. It's not Alex's fault. He's doing a good job. We good? But is there the verse up on that No, not those ones. It's okay. I need the story. I must not have, I put it in, but I must not have saved it right. Sorry. Okay. So Matthew 27, starting at verse 15, says, "Now at the feast of the governor was accustomed to release for the crowd any one prisoner whom they wanted. And they had then a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. So when they had gathered, Pilate said to them, 'Whom do you want to release for you? Whom do you want me to release for you? Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?' For he knew that it was out of envy that they had delivered him up." So at this point, for those of you who don't know, we're standing on a stage somewhat like this, and they have Jesus, Pilate, who's like the main guy, the head of governor, the Stephen Harper, whatever. And then they have this guy, Barabbas, who's like the baddest of the bad, okay? And Pilate knew that they had captured Jesus out of envy. He knew that it wasn't right that this guy was up here. He hasn't really done anything wrong. So he's like, okay, I got a good plan. I'm going to put Barabbas up there to make Jesus seem like a saint. So these guys will be like, all right, just release him, because that was a custom to do on that day they released one prisoner. So the story goes on, and it says, "Besides, while he was sitting on the judgment seat, this Pilate's wife sent a word to him, 'Have nothing to do with the righteous man, Jesus, for I have suffered much because of him today in a dream.'" So Pilate's wife actually had a dream about Jesus, and she was like, "I don't think you should do this, it's not going to go well." "Now the chief of priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor again said to them, 'Which of the two do you want me to release you?' And they said, 'Barabbas.' Pilate said to them, 'Then what shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?' And they all